The Humboldt Crabs will play their most important series of the summer so far this weekend as they look to secure a place in this year's Pacific Empire League Championship Series and possible home field advantage. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Crabs' big weekend in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest on the local Little League All-Star teams, why teams from all around Northern California will be heading to the North Coast this weekend, and why it was a good week for the Southern Humboldt 76ers and for one Humboldt Crabs player in particular. But first up, the Humboldt Crabs are enjoying a big season at the Arcata Ballpark, including two more wins over Seals Baseball earlier this week. The race for the top two spots in the Pacific Empire League and a place in this year's League Championship Series is heating up as we head into the final 2 weeks of the regular season. The top two teams in the final league standings will advance to the Championship Series, and this weekend's series between league leaders, the Healdsburg Prune Packers, and the second-place Crabs could go a long way towards deciding who gets the top seed and home field advantage for the Championship Series. The Prune Packers, who took two of three games from the Crabs in Healdsburg earlier in the summer, will travel to the Arcata Ballpark for three games. Healdsburg moved two wins clear of the Crabs in the league standings with a 10-3 win over the Medford Rogues on Wednesday night, but a weekend sweep for the Crabs would see them leapfrog the Prune Packers into top spot. The Lincoln Potters also remain in the chase for a spot in the Championship Series, and we're just 2.5 games back of the Crabs in third, heading into a Thursday night showdown against the Solano Mudcats. The big weekend series in Arcata gets underway on Friday night at 7, with the two clubs also playing on Saturday night at 6:30 and on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Last weekend, the Crabs won 3 of 4 league games against the West Coast Kings. After dropping the opener 6-2, the Crabs swept a doubleheader on Saturday night, winning 6-4 and 4-1, before clinching the series with a 7-5 win on Sunday. They also got the better of Seals Baseball twice in non-league action this week, winning 9-1 on Tuesday and 9-2 on Wednesday. The Crabs are now 32-5 on the season and 14-5 in the Pacific Empire League. Elsewhere in local sports this week, it was a busy few days for the District Little League All-Star teams. The McKinleyville Junior League and 12-year-old All-Stars were in action, along with the Eel River 10s and the Redwood Empire 11s. The young Eel River players hosted their section tournament in Fireman's Park in Ferndale and battled back from an opening day extra innings loss to beat East Reading 12-5 on Sunday. However, their season would end the following day with a second tournament loss. The Redwood Empire 11-year-old All-Stars also dropped their section tournament opener in Chico, but battled back to win two straight elimination games to advance to the championship round. A memorable summer would end for the young Redwood Empire players in a 17-7 loss to section champions Chico Central. The McKinleyville 12-year-old All-Stars also qualified for the championship round at their section tournament, which was also held in Chico. On Tuesday night, McKinleyville won a thriller against a previously undefeated West Reading team by a score of 15-12 in 8 innings. The win was the third straight in an elimination game for the McKinleyville players and set up a winner-takes-all rematch against West Reading on Wednesday night. That game was another thriller between the two teams, with McKinleyville rallying late from a 7-run deficit with 8 runs in the top of the 6th inning. However, the West Reading players would not be denied and scored twice in the bottom half of the 6th inning to sneak a 14-13 walk-off win. The loss ended McKinleyville's season, while the victory for West Reading secured a place in the upcoming NorCal State Tournament. Rounding out a busy week for the local All-Star teams, the McKinleyville Junior League All-Stars were also in action at their NorCal State Tournament in San Jose. They opened with an 11-2 victory over Avocados of Valley Oak in 8 innings on Saturday, but would then drop back-to-back games to bow out of the tournament and end their memorable season. The Little League All-Star season may have ended for the local contingent of teams, but the action on the North Coast will continue this weekend as Redwood Empire Little League gets set to host the NorCal State 10-year-olds tournament at the Redwood Fields in Cutton. Elsewhere in local sports, it was a good week for the Southern Humboldt 76ers. The local American Legion 17U team won the Humboldt Eagles tournament on Sunday with a 12-2 win over the host team in Cutton. The 19U Eagles tournament, meanwhile, was won by the Napa Valley Baseball Club, with the Eagles placing third. The Eagles closed out with a 12-9 victory over the Colts A team in the third place game at Bilotti Field in Eureka. The Eagles 19U team, which includes all-star players from all around Humboldt and Del Norte counties, will now turn its attention to this week's Area 1 tournament in Fairfield, which runs through Sunday. And rounding out a busy week in sports, Humboldt Crabs player Elijah McNeil has been drafted by the San Francisco Giants. The recent high school graduate, who has committed to UC Davis, was taken in the 20th round of this week's MLB draft and is still deciding on whether to join the Giants organization or play college ball. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.